In his dissenting opinion to the Supreme Court's overturning of the Defense of Marriage Act, Justice Antonin Scalia referred to a, quote, legalistic argle-bargle. Well, that caught the eye of many, including language maven Ben Zimmer. Ben's the language columnist for The Wall Street Journal and executive producer of The Visual Thesaurus and Vocabulary.com. Ben, I gather argle-bargle is not a legal term?
Well, it is when Scalia uses it, I guess. Scalia,
by definition,
likes to pull out some unusual words when he makes his opinions, and this time it was an unusual one that definitely caught the eye of many who were looking at his dissenting opinion about the Defense of Marriage Act.
Now, there's another use of language that I was in Boston over the past week or so, avidly following, as many around the country are, the trial of Boston mob boss Whitey Bulger. And the gangsters testifying were full of colorful gangster slang. And that's something else that you've been parsing. One of my all-time favorites is the VIG. What is the VIG?
The VIG is a great term. That's short for vigorish, actually. And it comes from Yiddish, originally from Russian. And it's bookie slang. It's how much the bookie charges on a bet, or if you're talking about loan sharking, what's often called the Shylock business, to use their slang, then it's that extra bit of interest that the loan shark charges. So that's called the VIG, or sometimes the juice, and we heard both of those terms in the trial testimony of the bookies who were testifying in that Whitey Bulger trial. There's a lot of great language coming out of that case as well.
Yeah, we've heard stand-up guy used for different kinds of gangsters, but there were these other terms I'd never heard before, hang-around guys and front guys. Who are those guys?
Well, there's so many different kinds of guys. So, yeah, you have to know the hang-around guys are just kind of on the fringes of the action, and Whitey Bulger was probably a hang-around guy before he became a real person to be reckoned with in that scene. Front guy, of course, is just providing a front for some sort of illicit action going on behind the scenes. Stand-up guy is the guy who if the authorities come calling, he's not gonna roll over. He won't rat anybody out. He won't be a snitch.
Well, aside from providing colorful language for every depiction of gangsters from Guys and Dolls on forward, do these kind of terms and these kinds of words actually serve a purpose in the gangster community?
Well, it's a kind of insider code, although, you know, it might not feel so insidery now that we've all been exposed to so much of it through TV shows like The Sopranos or movies, you know, from The Godfather to The Departed. We all feel pretty familiar now with that kind of slang. But, you know, it was interesting, too. I mean, sometimes there are simple terms that describe kind of complicated arrangements, like, you know, makeup, for instance. That was a new one for me from the Bulger trial, and that describes this whole hierarchy of bookies if the lower bookies are short one week, then the money is covered, but it has to be paid back, and then they collect the makeup, the money that's owed. If you don't pay the makeup, then you get hurt. So there are kind of Byzantine aspects of this, which sometimes the language helps to explain.
Copacetic. Thanks, Ben.
No problem.
Ben Zimmer, language columnist for The Wall Street Journal, also executive producer of The Visual Thesaurus and Vocabulary.com.